Surely there is nothing like the now. So today I'm going to try the green plantation coffee from El Salvador that I got from Slovakia. And yesterday I was fortunate enough to actually also speak to Valerian Chala, who is the co-owner of Green Plantation in Slovakia, together with Peter, I forgot his surname. Oh, I tell you what, my Slovakian language is letting me down because these names are just a bit more complicated than the languages I'm used to. But I spoke to Valerian yesterday. He actually lives in California, and he is the man behind bootcampcoffee.com, which is an online platform where you can learn everything and anything about coffee, roasting, pulling shots, cup, everything. I really encourage you to check it out. But today I'm actually going to delve into one of the bags, because we had a really nice conversation about the coffee that he sourced for Green Plantation in Slovakia. And this particular one, the El Salvador Manzano, is a natural process, and it's from a farm, quite a special, specific farm, who have done, it's Emilio Sanchez, I think, I can't remember his exact name, but Emilio, who has done a lot of experiments with different processes, with different beans. He is a guy that oozes passion and knowledge about coffee. So it's with a lot of anticipation that today I'm going to try the Green Plantation El Salvador Manzano, which is a red bourbon natural process. I've pulled one shot already, the smell of what came off the ground coffee was just, well, this natural, this intoxicating sweetness that comes off a natural process. But I'm going to do just another one here. In fact, I'm also, as I always do, got the Coffee Mumbo Jumbo treatment for every coffee that comes here to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Opening the bag, putting them on a clean kitchen towel, examining all the beans. This is a beautiful roast, I will say. And in fact, I inquired kind of about their profile. And I was guided towards saying, knowing that this is a profile more geared towards filter coffee. But you know me better than that already. I'm just going to experiment everything with a coffee. This is just 7 days off the roast, so I think it's perfect to try. And because the Rocket R58 dual boiler was on, I've had a coffee, I just can't resist to actually pushing it through the espresso machine first off. So I've done one extraction, ran just a tiny bit too fast, so I'm going to do another one and then just see what the palate will expect, what the journey on the palate will be. And I can't wait, because the smell alone is just so beautiful. Okay, I'm going to pause this recording, do my bit, and then check back in. Having said that, you need to be present when I'm actually weighing my coffee beans. So I'm going to start with 19 grams. My basket's perfect for that. And I'm just going to do just that. So that's what I've got here. What I won't let you listen to is all the grinding, because that's quite noisy. So I've just ground my 19 grams of coffee. I'm tapping it here, and I tell you, that smell coming off these grinds is just, I mean, it's amazing. I love natural coffees. Don't get me wrong, I love all sorts of coffees. But when it comes to the nose, that sweetness that comes off a natural is just amazing. And El Salvadorian coffees, wow, just amazing. So, red bourbon, I'm going to pull a shot. I've got my shot glass here. I've teared my little scales. Engaging the portafilter. Off I go. And my timer is on. Oh, yes. These thick drops are forming on the outside of my naked portafilter, consolidating inside to the center of it. And there's beautiful, thick richness coming into my shot glass. This is a beautiful extraction. We're on 22 seconds. And I'm going to cut it at 26. Here we go. Well, that was good. 33 out. That's not bad at all. That Guinness effect, amazing. You know what a natural coffee does? It gives you that gloopiness, that thickness. I'm sure this velvety mouthfeel is going to await me. And I love that Guinness effect that's happening. If you've pulled a Guinness shot, if you've had Guinness before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the crema is just then coming to the surface, to the top of the shot glass. And it's a beautiful color as well. It's kind of a golden color. No darker specks at all. So there was no over-extraction, no under-extraction either. I think this was pretty awesome shot. But the proof's in the pudding, as they say. El Salvador Manzano, all the way from El Salvador via, I don't know which continents and countries, but to Slovakia, Eastern Europe, Central Europe, and then traveling back to the UK. Quite amazing. Was roasted on the 30th of December 2014, as I said, 7 days off the roast. And we're starting 2015 with a real bang. This coffee excites me. Don't know why, but it excites me. The other thing that Valerian told me yesterday is they have a hookie as a sample roaster. And if you go onto YouTube and you have a look, you will meet Valerian there as well, who tells you a little bit about the hookie, which they use as a sample roaster. And this actually is interesting because I'm toying with the idea of getting a hookie to complement the hot top, to do more of my evaluating of green beans here, promoting and discussing green bean merchants. And what the good thing is about the hookie, you can actually have a couple more probes installed, which is good on the hot top. That's a bit of a sore point. I'm still getting good results on the hot top. But come on, let's just try this coffee. I'm going to put my lips to it right now, live here on the 6th of January 2015. I tell you what, it's all I expected and more. A velvety mouthfeel, a sweetness that envelops, that is just smooth at the same time. I love a red bourbon. A red bourbon has, how can I describe it? This specific redness about it, not in the color, but if I think of a red bourbon, I just see red, I taste red, I feel red in a very good way. I mean, it might sound a bit silly to you, but that's what I'm feeling. But it's got a lovely journey. It's got a lot of sweetness. You know, if you feel bitterness in a coffee, you haven't done a good job. Maybe you haven't done a good job as a roaster. Maybe you haven't done a good job as a barista. There is no bitterness at all. Although, don't get misled, there is inherent bitterness in coffee. But it has to be at such a low level on the mouth that, of course, it needs to be detected a little bit, but it shouldn't be predominant. Now, at the very end, also, this lingers on forever, which is nice. What hits you most is the mouthfeel. Beautifully velvety. This extraction was just great. This is a fresh, fresh bean. It probably will mellow down a tiny bit through degassing just a tiny bit more. Now, I'll be interested, obviously, to do different filter methods with it as well. As you know, I've got everything here, from a Chemex to a V60 to an AeroPress to a siphon. No stones get left unturned here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So, to finish this off, thank you so much to Emilio the Farmer. Thank you so much to Valerian, who is, well, he's a real coffee geek. You can learn a lot by just talking to him. Thank you so much by Peter. Peter, I haven't met yet, but thanks goes back to Slovakia, and I'm sure that Valerian is going to convey my thanks and my congratulations to that. Thank you also to the little hookie. The hookie was actually doing this, so hey, maybe I should look into the hookie a bit more and take it more seriously. So, thanks again to everybody. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ here is enveloped in a beautiful smell. The delight of coffee will just linger here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ for many, many, many hours, days, weeks, years to come. Such is my fascination for coffee.